It's WRTU Weekend. Doug Herendeen. Once again, we talk with the folks from ARC, Federal Credit Union, Money Matters. Liesl Kapphammer is with us once again. Liesl, welcome.
Thank you, Doug.
And we were talking about insurance last month. By the way, on any of the programs that we talk about, we have a podcast at WRTA.com and on the ARC site as well, which is arcfcu.org. And you can find the podcast there on past programs if we refer to something back and you want to hear more. Where do we want to pick up this month?
I think we should start with life insurance and term versus whole or permanent life insurance. A lot of times people get confused when they hear those different terminologies. And when you're younger, when you're first getting into this stuff, you don't want to think about needing life insurance. And once you get to the point in your life where maybe you have purchased your first house, or maybe you have a family, maybe not necessarily your homeowner, but you have a family to worry about, life insurance is definitely something you need to look at having. Because if something happens to you, how is your family going to make up for that loss in income?
I see this like having a will as something that most people put off and put off and put off.
Right. Because we are by nature, we want to think positive. We don't want to assume the worst. I don't know if there's some part of us that thinks, oh, if I think about it and I focus on it and plan for it, it's going to happen. And if I don't think about it, it just won't happen. I don't know. I don't know if that's how
that sounds like human nature
works.
To me. Yeah.
but I do know that they've studied that with just finances and money, and people tend to be bad at saving because they just assume that they'll be okay and they always have time to save. So I think maybe with insurance and life insurance especially, it can be similar. Like, I have time to do that. It's not that important right now. It'll be okay.
It's also, face it, it's a dry subject.
Yes.
How many jokes have you heard about selling insurance or buying insurance? There's a reason it exists. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's a new concept.
No, not at all. And so, like, the whole versus the term insurance. I know that like Dave Ramsey, for example, is a big advocate of the term insurance because term insurance, as the name implies, is only in effect for a set time limit. And then once that time limit is over, it's not valid anymore. Mm-hmm. So if you're still alive when it runs out, then you don't have that, hey, I passed away and you're going to give me money, give my family money.
You paid into it and then it's done.
Right.
And term insurance would be, all right, I'm 50. I figure I'll buy something for 25 years. And if I make it to 75, well, there'll be other things that will take care of the family, theoretically.
Right. And that is the idea. And that's one of the things that Dave Ramsey, for example, supports, is that you should be working on managing your funds and building that nest egg for your family so that you're not relying on just the insurance to take care of, you know, your debts or your family when you're not around anymore. So that is, and that's a good approach to take to that incentive to, hey, if something happens before I can save up, then, you know, my mortgage can be paid off and my student loans can be paid off and my income can be covered until my family can get back on their feet. You know, those are things to consider. That whole or permanent life insurance is a little more costly, but it covers you for your entire life. So you do kind of have to weigh what you think fits your situation. And also with the caveat that you make sure you're paying your premiums for these.
Sure.
And which is just that monthly payment to make sure that you're covered. So that is something that is a personal decision on your side. And you can always talk to a financial advisor, someone in wealth management, even if you don't have. And I will stipulate by saying ARC does not have any wealth management branches or departments. We do have certified financial counselors that can help you with figuring out a budget or looking at, you know, your debts and your income. But we don't do anything with as like insurance as far
you,
as
you don't sell
advising, right? We have affiliates that work with credit unions specifically that offer it, that can probably let you know what their services are more specifically. But we are not advisors as far as we can tell you what the best option is for you. We don't offer that particular service. This is just educational, so you can tell the difference between one or the other.
And as the term affiliate supplies, they work with you and you work with them. You can suggest them and your clients are under no obligation to go with them. They can go with somebody else if they wish.
Absolutely.
It's just some people are going to think, well, if I get it for the rest of my life, that's probably a better idea, but it depends what it's going to cost you. I've sort of looked at this with the auto insurance where, oh, okay, what does this cost me per year?
Mm-hmm.
What am I paying with my monthly premiums versus what I'm going to get back? Because if you have a car that's ancient, you may not get much back and you're still paying. You have to have it for liability purposes. You have to have it for legal reasons if you're going to be on the road in case you do damage to somebody else.
Right.
But there are different types, as we discussed, I believe, in last month's program, where you can have full or you can have tort or this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. As far as this, I guess it just depends. Does your family have the good fortune to usually live longer than other folks?
Right. Yeah, you do want to take that into account. What is the general health and longevity in your family? And do you already have any pre-existing health conditions? Because that will affect what your premiums cost. You know, they want to look at that and say, hey, are you a relatively healthy individual? Do you smoke? Do you have any conditions, health conditions we need to be aware of? That's something that matters to them in, well, if you've been smoking for, you know, 20 years and you're a heavy smoker, and we're more than likely going to charge you more on your health insurance premiums,
right?
Or not your, I'm sorry, your life insurance premiums, because this can lead to serious health problems down the road. So
it's about risk management. So yeah, I mean, look, they're going to pay you out a certain amount of money, or your survivors. If you're going to do, you know, if you're Evel Knievel, you're going to pay a lot more than if you're the little old lady from Pasadena. So it just depends what risks you take and what your life is like. And also, I seem to recall that the earlier you buy this, the better a deal it is financially. Some it's going to go up eventually because the cost of insurance and insuring people continues to rise.
Yes.
But if I buy it when I'm 25 and I'm healthy and everything is fine, and I have the foresight to buy enough of it, maybe I don't have to buy more, or later I do, and you want to talk about supplements, I think, a little bit later. But it's better than waiting until you're 55 and the kids are going off to college, for example.
Right. And those with those term insurance policies, when you're younger, obviously they're going to be much more affordable. And then you have to look at that and say, okay, well, I'm 25 and I'm looking, most of those term policies are between 10 and 30 years. If I even take out a 30-year policy and I'm 25 years old, by the time I'm 55, what are the odds that I'm still going to need coverage? Because, you know, will I probably still have a mortgage at that point? Will I have kids that are still in school, will be in college? Like, if something happens to me, who's covering their tuition? Who's paying my mortgage? I'm going to still be working at 55. I don't anticipate retiring before that.
Unless you hit the lottery, chances are that it's not going to happen either. So
yeah. So, I mean, you do need to take a very serious look at those policies and say, hey, a 30-year term policy when I'm 25 may not make sense. But if you have kids, you have to, I mean, I was 23 when my son was born. So I definitely needed something that if anything happened to me, then yes, he would be provided for. So
yeah, but still buying a policy that would last only 20 years when the child is first born. All right, now they're past 18, but they're in college at that point, or in trade.
Right.
In trade school of some type, technical or whatever, so they're not necessarily launched and on their own by that point. So you may have not done the best planning for that because the premium was less. You get less,
right? And that might be a situation where you want to look at: does a whole life policy make sense at this point? Because when you start those policies younger, the rates are better, right? They know that, hey, they're going to be paying on this for a long time, mm-hmm. hopefully, barring any unforeseen incidents. So they can put you in at a lower premium, a lower monthly payment. And yes, assuming you live a long, healthy life, you will have over the long term paid in more to it. But usually those policies also have some additional benefits. They earn some cash value. Sometimes in an emergency, you can take out a loan against them to pay back at a better rate.
You do have to
rate.
Pay it back, though. That's the thing.
It's a loan. It is a loan.
They'll tell you that. They're being honest about it. But a lot of people forget, I owe it back.
Right.
Just like a 401k or something. If you take it out, you're going to have to do that.
Right. But those are things to consider, and always ask those insurance providers, what are my options? What do you recommend for someone my age and my situation? Should I get just a term policy and then see where I stand in 10 or 15 years and say, hey, do I just need to look at another term policy? What's my financial situation look like? Am I doing well for myself? Am I saving up a nest egg? See where you stand.
And things are going to change over the course of your life, hopefully for the good, sometimes for not so good. And depending upon what happens, it depends what your needs are going to be and what you want to do with supplements and various other things we can talk about in just a few. Liesl Kaffhammer is with ARC Federal Credit Union. Money Matters on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA is sponsored by ARC Federal Credit Union. We wanted to remind people, because there's something for a very limited time now, about grants for first-time home buyers.
Yes, we are processing applications through the Federal Home Loan Bank. We work with them. And if you are a first-time home buyer, you can receive up to $15,000. There are some special circumstances where you could even qualify for up to $20,000. So this can help with that down payment on buying your first home, where a lot of people struggle getting together that down payment or paying all those taxes and fees and additional things when you're trying to make that purchase. Like, you look at that and you say, hey, I could pay the monthly payment on a mortgage, but where am I going to get the 20% payment. Down payment or that's where people struggle. So this can help with that. And this grant money does go very quickly. So I do want to really stress that if you think that you could qualify for this, call in, stop in, send us a text message at 814-946-0857 just to try and put a feeler in there and say, hey, kind of give you my information. Maybe we can get the ball rolling, because that's a small window. That money goes fast.
Yeah. What are some of the basic qualifications for something like that? First time home buyer, obviously, but beyond that,
you do have to fall within a certain income range, and that is based off of the area. So I don't have that offhand, and I apologize, but they do base that off the area, and it's when you fill out the application. You have to be in it's not as low as one might expect it to be. Actually, there's a little bit of room that they give you there for that. So if you just sit there and think, well, I have a job and I work and I probably won't qualify, you might be surprised how much leeway you get on that.
I guess it would depend on household income. If a couple are buying the property together, that would be considered as their combined income. So that would be what the threshold would be, as opposed to a single person buying a home.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't delay. You're hearing the program. Next Monday is when you ought to contact ARC about that and see what it is and whether it would apply for you. You never know. And also, there's the ARC FCU app that we wanted to talk about. There's information about this on the ARC website. But real quick, what does the app do?
We just launched our cards app. So if you have a debit or credit card with us, this is separate from our mobile online banking app. This is just for card management. So you can load the information for your debit or credit card or all of your cards that you have with us. And then if something happens, you lose your card, or you're traveling and you need to put a travel notification, or like I said, you lose your card and you're like, I probably fell between my car seats or my couch cushions. So you just want to freeze your card for, briefly while you look for it. And then, it was between my car seats. So then you go into your app, unfreeze it, and you're set. You don't have to worry about calling us if it's a Sunday afternoon and you can't get a hold of us.
And that is for debit or credit, because I've heard a lot of that on credit cards, not always on debit cards.
Correct. That works for either.
Okay. And that's the information is at arcfcu.org, or stop by and talk to the folks at the locations, maybe Liesl herself, And we'll leave that up to you when you can make it and check on that, especially the first thing we talked about on the up to $15,000 grants. Again, it's not everybody's going to get the $15,000, but they can get something. And you could, and like Liesl said, you don't know. With ask and find out, you may qualify for more than you think.
Right.
If you're looking for a first-time home, and this is a great time of year to be doing that.
Absolutely.
We're talking about insurance here, and we were talking about life insurance, and there were some supplements and some riders to the insurance policies you wanted to make mention.
Yes. It's best to reach out if you already have an insurance policy somewhere. Check with them and see if there is anything that you can add on. Usually they're just referred to as riders. But we have one. I mentioned some affiliates that we work with through ARC. I know that they have riders now for, we have a simple accidental death and dismemberment insurance. And normally it's not, and thank God, it's not something that we have to issue claims for very often, right? Mm-hmm. You never want to have to see that happen to someone. But they now have riders that you can add on for like a cancer diagnosis and things like that. Things that you don't always think about. Wow, I didn't know that I could add on insurance specifically for that. So there may be options for coverages that you think, oh, well, this could really benefit me down the road if I have some additional coverage to help out financially if this happens.
Another, you have another member of the family show up. Oh, now we've got a kid or we've got another kid. You can add a rider for that, I guess, as well.
Right. And those are things that you won't know what riders different insurance companies or different life insurance plans offer unless you're asking your provider. Like I said, it can vary from company to company.
Yeah.
And you need to know if that price is within something that you're okay with too. Some of them can get pricey, but is it something that might make sense for you?
I would just say one thing that I've heard from some consumer organizations, I'm not going to name any names. Some people may get a specific in their mind. Mm-hmm. Talk to a local insurance agent who you can sit down across from, because there's some of the stuff that's advertised nationally where, the premium will never go up and your benefit will never go down. And quite frankly, some people run the numbers on some of them, not all of them, just because they advertise ain't bad. But some of them that do offer these things, you might do better just to put it in a savings account based on what you're going to get. So, again, that's why you talk to a professional. They know where to tap. They can tell you what you need based on your own needs.
Right.
Everybody's different.
And insurance, just like managing your finances, that is a very personal, individualized need. So it is best to talk to a professional in that realm to say, this is my current life situation. You know, I have two kids and I have a mortgage and we have two car payments and I'm married and I'm the primary income for our house and my spouse supplements that. And what should I do? What kind of insurance coverage do I need? Because I know when I set up my life insurance policy, the agent really walked through it with me, was just wonderful at explaining it. So they know those products inside and out.
Yeah.
And if you ever feel like someone's just trying to sell you something, or, you know, you should just have that feeling of, okay, this person is really trying to understand my situation and help me. And if you don't feel that way, don't feel obligated to buy insurance from the first person you talk to.
Yeah. You know? And like you said, you have people that you work with that are partnered with ARC and you can recommend them, but you use whoever you feel most comfortable with.
Right.
And another thing you wanted to get to here before we run out of time, disability insurance.
Right. And there are disability insurances that are available through your employers. A lot of employers offer that short-term disability, long-term disability.
I'll give you a hint. Duck. We're not going to mention any names. That's just one.
Yeah. And a lot of employers use that. And I do believe you're also able to just go out and get that on your own. If it's not something that that your employer offers, you can contact them directly and set that up on your own. That way, you know, if anything happens and you cannot work for a set period of time, then you have that to fall back on. You have something to replace your income until you can get back to work. That's the short-term disability. Generally, long-term disability is more that there's not an immediate end in sight to what's going on. You know, it's not, oh, well, I broke my ankle and I need to take a couple weeks off. But those insurances are very helpful because not all of us can set up that, you know, 3 months savings to cover all of our bills, which is recommended for, you know, when you're budgeting and managing your finances. Hey, try and have that 3 month cushion to cover all your bills if something happens to you. Realistically, especially nowadays, that's very hard.
Yeah.
So
it's something that Lisa's talked about on the show before in setting that up, and the Ramsey folks recommend that as well. Mm-hmm. And we realize not everybody can do it, but we're recommending if you can do it, that's the way to go with something like that. As far as disability, I might have told the story on a previous program, but when my folks put aluminum siding on their house when I was a kid, they were offered a type of disability insurance to cover the loan. Mm-hmm. And the idea is if anything happens where my dad's out of work for a while, they would pay off the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like X amount more a month. And they said, you know what? I don't think we can quite swing it, so let's just not. And then a year later, he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that loan under the terms, had they gotten it, would have been paid off instantly. Thousands of dollars.
Right.
And so you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you can get that type of coverage to it. I mean, people will buy a lottery ticket with ridiculous odds. No offense, to the second most famous groundhog, but it's true. But here, you don't know what the odds are, what may or may not happen to you. If you can get that, talk to your insurance professional, but I would think that a lot of them would recommend something like that. If you're getting some type of loan for something specific, you can't pay off a whole house.
Right.
If you're, that's a separate situation as far as a mortgage. But I'm saying if you do something else like that, that's a type of disability.
Right. And I know that a lot of our loans at ARC have the option to include like a disability type of insurance with those. And our loan officers will explain that to you because I know that's not a department that I work in. So it would be beyond me to really explain that well. But when you are applying for especially auto loans, mm-hmm. those are ones where if something happens, you're not making your car payments. You don't want to lose your car,
right?
If you're on disability through work. So that is an option, and they explain, hey, it's going to be a little bit more a month, but and definitely members have used that to cover things.
Yeah, there's short term, there's long term. Anything else to differentiate there? I mean, they're kind of obvious in the description.
Right. That's you're hoping that you never have to go on that long term disability. That usually means that you're not able to work anymore, and that's not a good situation that anybody wants.
You may be looking at Social Security or mm-hmm. Medicare or Medicaid or something at that point, and that's beyond the scope of what we're discussing here.
Right.
Anything else to add about insurance?
I would strongly recommend that you assess if you don't have a life insurance policy and you do have any dependents. Please talk to someone in the life insurance industry. A lot of people have a family member that is involved, or if you have a friend that has a family member that's involved, I bet if you put a feeler out there somewhere, you could find someone that you feel comfortable that you would trust to talk to them that has that experience, is in that industry or recently worked in that industry. That way you can get some feedback on, don't underestimate the importance of having life insurance when you have dependents.
And here's the thing. If you have renter's insurance or auto insurance, before you're even getting to the point where you have homeowners, you're already talking to an insurance professional.
Mm-hmm.
Go, if you like the way they've handled you and have been attentive to your questions and you think that they're financially okay for your budget, talk to them first because you already have a relationship with them.
Yeah, a lot of places will bundle insurance types. So
Save you some.
Yep, if they offer that.
Yeah, I went with that with the renters. And then when I bought the home, I did that with homeowners and auto.
Okay.
So it did work out that way.
Yeah.
If people want to talk to you, well, first off, I should say we're going to have a podcast this program. And we have some of the articles that are on the ARC site. And we're going to have specific links. We have the general link to the whole site. And we'll put these specific links on that page as well, which will be up on WRTA.com in a few minutes. But if people want to talk to you face-to-face and find out some more about this, you or somebody else at ARC, mm-hmm. where's the brick and mortar?
We are at two locations, 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
And the phone number?
814-946-0857.
And remember that up to $15,000 in grants for the first-time home buyers, don't sit around on that one, because that will be going pretty soon, and then it's gone for the year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. And if you miss it and you don't already have your house in mind, you're just looking for a pre-approval, or you do have a house in mind, but maybe it's still available by the end of the year. The housing market is a wild place right now. Or you find another house, you can still come back next year. Right. That's still going to be there if you have not closed on a house, you know, by this time next year.
And it doesn't hurt to ask. It may still be available within your time frame. Mm-hmm. And the website is?
arcfcu.org.
Lisa Kaphammer from ARC Federal Credit Union. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Money Matters. Again, the podcast up in just a few minutes at WRTA.com and then on the ARC site.